1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. In a moment, a legal question from the state of California, and one that doesn't have anything to do with the presidential election, which, by the way, continues. The election continues, and the Florida Supreme Court continues its deliberation, and I guess is going to have an answer for us within a few days. They heard, they asked questions. I don't even know that they heard arguments. They asked questions today. Anyway, the number one rated Phil Hendry Show Best of the Year 2000 album, available on CD or vinyl, is available right now by calling 877-616-7445, 877-616-7445. You can pick up the Best of the Phil Hendry Show for the Year 2000 on CD or vinyl. It's a picture disc, and it is a limited edition picture disc situation there. So if you'd like the picture disc, if you are a vinyl collector, collector of vinyl, a collector of picture discs, and you want something new and you want something truly unique, because with all the material that's coming out this time of year, whether it be comedy discs or radio station discs or whatever, I don't know how much vinyl is being produced out there, but we went ahead and ordered a special picture disc vinyl reproduction of the number one rated Phil Hendry Show Best of the Year 2000 album. And that's available to you at 877-616-7445. All the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. If you'd like to know more about them, visit them at www.homelessyouth.org. Now, the CD is $20. The vinyl's $40. We'll take Visa, we'll take MasterCard, we'll take a check. And we've raised up to this point $25,634 from the sale of our CD and vinyl, LPs. Thank you from the Phil Hendry Show. We appreciate that. I mentioned that we have a legal situation. Pleasure Pops is a novelty dessert manufacturing company. It's being sued for $20 million by a gentleman who is on our newsmaker, Know the Law line. This is Stephen J. Bozell. He's a construction contractor in Corona, California, and he joins us on our newsmaker line from Corona, California this evening. Mr. Bozell, how are you doing? Mr. Bozell?
Yes, sir.
How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
All right, sir, you're suing this company called Pleasure Pops, and tell us about this case. I understand, now we heard about your case from the local press in the Inland Empire.
Yes, sir.
And you are suing a novelty dessert company, and they make this thing called a Pleasure Pop. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Was this the was this something that your wife purchased?
Yes, sir. She was hosting a bridal shower for a friend, and I came to understand that there were some adult-themed items at this shower.
This was a bridal shower that your wife was hosting at your home?
It was at our home, yes.
And you say there were some adult-themed items?
Yes, sir. My understanding that there was lingerie, there was also lotions and toys that you can use for to have sex with.
Were there other men there, or is it just...
No, sir. This was a bridal shower. It was only women.
Okay. How many women?
There were about 10 women in the living room, and they were enjoying themselves, I guess. And I was actually out back mowing the grass in our backyard. And I don't know.
Just go ahead and tell us the story of what happened. Your wife has it.
Okay.
Your wife's having a bridal shower.
Yes, sir.
And what happens?
Well, as I said, they had some adult-themed items. And I went into the kitchen from the backyard around the side door, and I went into the freezer because I knew that there was going to be some ice in there because I wanted to make some ice water. And I saw that there were frozen popsicles there. And I would like to make it clear right now that they were in wrappers.
These were frozen popsicles?
Yes, sir.
How did you know? They had the wooden stick?
Yeah, they had a wooden stick and a wrapper on them. So I removed the popsicle from the wrapper, and I began to suck on the popsicle, and I continued mowing the lawn. At that time, my next-door neighbor, a gentleman by the name of Roy Hutchins, I noticed that he was waving to me from behind a wooden fence that runs along his side of the property line. And I shut the off the lawnmower.
Now, from the news story, this is where your problem started with this Mr. Hutchins?
Yes, sir. My attorney, Dolores Blazegamer Riverside, who is my attorney, told me to write the comment down exactly of what he said, because we would need it in court.
Okay, what did Mr. Hutchins say to you?
He said, "Hey, Bozell, you sure look at home, sucks."
Do you need a, you want to take some time, sir?
I'll be all right.
Because this is a pivotal phrase.
Yes, sir.
What did he say? Okay, Mr. Bozell?
Yes, sir. He said, hey, Bozell, you sure look at home sucking on that dicksicle.
Okay. Having said that, I don't want you to say that word again, okay?
I understand.
From now on, you can use the word pleasure pop, okay?
Yes, sir.
So you believe you were tricked into sucking on a pleasure pop, something shaped like, what, a man's genitals?
Yes, sir. He was laughing, and my wife and her friends came running out to see what all the hoopla was about, and they start laughing. And I guess I'd sucked on it all the way up to... It had testicles. I'd sucked it all the way up to the testicle area. They were resting on my chin.
Okay, that part doesn't matter at all. We just need to get the specifics of the case.
Yes, sir.
All right, so you're sucking on something. It was made by Pleasure Pops, and it's shaped like a man's instrument.
Yes, sir, and I was made to look like a fool, and sodomy is a felony in the state of California. I would also like the district attorney for Los Angeles County to swear out a warrant for the arrest of Lou Towler, who invented the Pleasure Pop. He is also the president of the company.
Okay. You're suing this company, if I get this right. You are suing them for...
Well, basically for mental cruelty, for alienation of affections, and for simulated sodomy.
Okay, the mental cruelty is what?
Because I believe that they held me up to ridicule with a manufacturer, something like this.
And alienation of affections?
I believe that alienated my wife's affections to see me made to look ridiculous this way.
And now you're saying you're suing for simulated sodomy.
I believe that I was, in a manner of speaking, sodomized by the company.
Really?
Yes, I do, sir.
And okay, but because your friend saw...
Well, Mr. Henry, you have to understand, I was duped into looking foolish, sucking on a penis-shaped popsicle so that my next-door neighbor would see this and make the comment that he made.
And okay, the comment, hey, Bozell, you sure look at home sucking on that blank.
Yes, sir.
All right, has your attorney told you what exactly you guys, how you're going
to
do this?
Well, we have to take depositions. We're going to file a lawsuit this week, and then there will be deposing the president of the company as well.
And I just wonder what kind of questions.
Well, you ask him, was it your intent when you made this pleasure pop look like a man's thing to make people look like a fool? And all the guests at the party and my neighbors will also be deposed and will be subpoenaed forthwith.
Okay, 1-800, hold on there, Steve. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. So there you heard it. Crazy story about a thing called a pleasure pop. This guy's very serious. He's going to sue the company for $20 million for mental cruelty, alienation of affections, and simulated sodomy because he didn't know that this popsicle was shaped like a penis, and he was out back mowing his lawn, sucking on it. His next-door neighbor saw this, held him up to ridicule. His wife saw this. She started laughing. He believes that he was made to look foolish. 1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Hendry Show. One 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. We're talking to Mr. Stephen J. Bozell from Corona, California. He, as his wife was having a bridal shower at their home, and apparently they got a hold of some novelty items, adult novelty items. Mr. Bozell.
Yeah, these were adult themed novelty items, such things as lingerie. There were lotions. There were. Sex toys and things like this.
And some of these things, one of these things was a pleasure pop. It's a popsicle shaped like a man's private parts, right?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
And you inadvertently went into the freezer while you're mowing the lawn and grabbed one of these, and you were, for want of a better term, you were sucking on this.
Yes, sir.
Your neighbor saw that, and he made a comment that held you up to ridicule.
Yes, sir, he did. And he said it loud enough for people to hear.
Now, he said, hey, Bozell, you sure look at home sucking on that And we can't say the word. I mean, I would really rather not say the word, but it starts with a D and it ends with, it's a blank-sicle.
Yes, he did. And also, at that time, too, my wife and the guests that we had had come out of the house and had seen this. All I'm asking for is I'd like a court to address the issue of mental cruelty and alienation of affection. While it may seem frivolous for me to address the situation of sodomy, I think that in its own way it is a sexual assault because I was not given my permission to have a penis put into my mouth or anything like that.
And I'm saying, but it's not. It's a popsicle. You understand that?
I do understand that. But my attorney says that it is simulated. If I'd given my permission to have it done.
Yeah, but it's not, you know, you can't say you willingly took it out of the freezer, okay?
I willingly took it out of the freezer, but I'm not saying that I was aware of what it is.
All right, well, let me take a phone call here. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. And there were how many women there, by the way?
We had my wife and 10 other women. There were 11 women.
Okay, along with this guy Roy Hutchins, your next-door neighbor.
Yes, sir.
All right, here is Glendale on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Glendale, hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying that I think you have your neighbor has every right to laugh at you for pulling a popsicle shaped like a penis out of the refrigerator and sucking it down to the testicles.
Fine, but if that happened to your son, what would you think?
Well, I wouldn't be happy if that happened to my son, but there's also
okay,
a lot of
Okay, so that's
of other...
why I think we've got legal ground. We have legal ground to stand on.
Well, there's a lot of other pleasure toys that could also be found that this guy didn't find under his wife's bed or fiance's bed and was doing funky things with it. There's candy underwear and all kinds of other stuff. Sure,
what's this got to do with
if my kid found it? But I mean, this guy pulled a popsicle out of the freezer.
Okay, what's that
like
doing in a freezer? That's a place. That's an open freezer. That's a public area where if I can pull it out of there, a kid could. And all I'm saying is...
Wait a minute. Your wife bought this stuff, and she placed it in the freezer.
That's correct. But she purchased it not knowing I was going to be sucking on it. Okay? And that's the whole point I'm trying to make.
Yeah. You know,
you're listening to your radio there in Glendale. Turn it down, sir.
That's
all I'm saying. I'm just saying... If I can inadvertently suck on a popsicle that's shaped like a man's thing, then anybody can. It could happen to you.
Well, I don't think if I found something in the freezer shaped like that, I don't think I would have been sucking on it. That's for sure.
You know what? If I found something like that in the freezer shaped like that, and I was really thirsty, and there was nobody around, I might.
Okay, buddy. That's your problem, mister.
Well, I'm just saying, if there was nobody around to see it, okay, I know it's not what you say it is, Steve, and okay, say I was really thirsty. Say I was mowing the lawn. I really wanted something cold, and the only popsicle left in the freezer was this, you know, penis popsicle or whatever you want to call it, and there was nobody at home and nobody was going to see me.
You'd go ahead and suck on it.
I probably would, yeah.
Mister, I feel sorry for you.
Did he know what it was shaped? I mean, did you know what it was?
No, sir, I did not. It wasn't until Blazingame said, hey, you look pretty stupid with that dicksicle in your mouth.
Okay, I don't want to hear that word again, if you don't mind.
I'm sorry, but he said you look pretty at home. I didn't really look at it. It tasted good because...
I'm sure it did taste good, as popsicles usually do on
hot
day.
Yes, sir, that's the whole point I'm trying to make.
But it was shaped like a man's penis.
Okay, I didn't see... When I first took it out of the wrapper...
What did you do when the guy pointed it out to you?
I threw it down onto the grass immediately.
You threw... All right. Thank you very...
You know, sir, Mr. Henry, I didn't call your program to be laughed at. I do have a legitimate case, according to my attorney.
I know that. You have to understand, some of the images are fairly funny. Throwing the pop... You took it out of your mouth and threw it to the ground.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Okay. Here is Dallas on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, sir. Hi.
Children know... They need to be told to look at something before they put something in their mouth. How old is this gentleman? I mean, don't you
sir,
know?
I knew it was a popsicle.
You don't want to be seen eating something? Don't eat something
in
public?
I knew it was a popsicle. I was well aware of the fact it was a popsicle. I didn't look at the shape of the popsicle, but I knew it had a stick on it. I knew it was a popsicle.
But you know your own feelings better than anybody.
Hold on for a minute.
If you don't want somebody to see you
sucking on
something of a certain shape, then you better check things before you put them in your mouth.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know what? Maybe you got more experience with that than I do.
Okay, hold on for a minute.
Oh, I have more experience?
Hold on.
You're the one crying like a little baby because your neighbor said something to you.
Okay.
Give me a break. You're trying to hurt my feelings. You're not going to be able to, sir. You know something?
The day you're caught with a penis popsicle in your mouth, you come crying to me about it.
I don't think I'd come crying to you because you know what? People calling me names doesn't hurt my feelings like a two-year-old. I'm not two, and I'm not trying to get rich off some company that sold your wife something that she purchased and put into your home. You should be suing your wife, not the company. Give me a break.
So that's it. You think I'm abusing the judicial system?
Of course.
That's what you think?
Of course.
Okay. So in other words, a man is allowed to laugh at me?
Yes.
While I'm mowing my own lawn?
Yes.
Look,
yes.
You yourself
All
said
these
you...
Things. You know what? We can't legislate people to not be mean to each other, especially if they're doing something that's funny.
Okay.
If you're walking around with that, I'm
going
to say something to you. Hey,
sure.
Man, you look funny doing that.
If you're
supposed to say, oh, man, I didn't realize.
If I was gay, maybe that'd be all right. But I'm not a gay man. I'm a straight man.
Well, how would somebody know when it's you walking around with that popsicle in your mouth?
That's what I'm saying.
The one making the big deal out of it. You're the one filing a $20 million lawsuit.
Sure,
you need to examine your own life and yourself before you... Are you saying that these popsicles should be illegal? Is that what you're saying?
No, sir. What I'm trying to say is they should have a clear warning, warning, this is a penis or whatever.
I would think the shape would give that away.
Wait a second.
Do you think pornography tape needs to have something at the bottom at all times warning you're looking at naked people?
Steve,
you got to understand. People are going to laugh, okay? And
what I'm saying is that I was mowing my lawn and... Roy Hutchins said I had it shoved in my mouth all the way up to the testicles, okay?
You had it. Exactly. You did. That company didn't.
May I make
you
it clear
did.
That we're talking about a popsicle a shaped like a man's thing here, folks. We're not talking about anything other than a popsicle made of ice and water and a little bit of sugar, I would imagine. Correct, Mr. Bozell?
It was a regular popsicle, yes, sir.
Okay. Shaped by way of the form that they pour this ice into, like a man's private parts.
Yes, sir.
You're the one who has repeatedly said you had it in your mouth up to the, testicles.
Whatever.
They were rested against your chin.
If you can't
look at a popsicle, how can you be expected to read a package? I don't understand that. I miss that point of logic. If you're going to read a package much quicker, a package of some dumb popsicle, than once you actually pull the popsicle out and begin placing it.
Well, let me ask you a question. Why was it cream-filled? Why do they have a cream center to it? What's that
because
all about?
Come on. It's a freaking novelty.
You need to be told the anatomy of it's a novelty.
Well, that's the whole reason why I believe...
Oh, that's right. You're not married yet. I forgot.
No,
okay,
sir,
your wife will tell you about that.
No, sir, I'm married, and that is the reason why this novelty was invented, to humiliate people.
Well, it's working.
I didn't know it had a cream.
Sound like a real ass.
Okay. Well, you know what? Maybe you ought to just buy a case. Goodbye.
Oh, he just hung up.
I'm sorry for scaring your guy.
No,
off,
that's
man.
Fine.
I didn't
so
mean to do that.
He hung up. That's okay.
I didn't mean to scare him away like that. I was trying to. Come on.
Well, the guy is obviously. He's talking. He's got his feelings hurt.
No, he doesn't. He's working. He is working on a lawsuit. People with feelings hurt don't have the guts to file $20 million lawsuits. I know people that have feelings that are that fragile, and they would be afraid to do such a thing because they would be afraid that somebody's going to find out that he did this.
Well, he didn't tell me this thing was
cream. If he felt so bad about it, he would not sue about it because now he's going to be on the front page of every paper.
Yeah.
And
he didn't tell me this thing was cream-filled either, which is the part that,
Yeah, I think
all right.
He's just the
Thank you, sir, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Henry Show. This is the Phil Henry Show, and we have on our show this evening, legal matters having to do with a construction contractor in, you know, Corona, California. Now, you've called the program back. You're going to have to understand people are going to laugh at some of this stuff.
No, I understand that people laugh, this, Henry, but what I don't understand is how people will, if this happened to a child, okay?
Now, you've got a good point, and what we're talking about here is your wife had some novelty popsicles she put in the freezer shaped like a man's privates.
That's correct.
And you accidentally put one in your mouth. You were sucking on it. Your next-door neighbor saw it and made fun of you and said, hey, Bozell, you look right at home sucking on that blankety-blank.
That is correct. And I would say if this happened to a child, it wouldn't be so funny.
Well, I'll tell you this. If one of my kids went over to somebody's house and pulled a popsicle out of the freezer like that and was licking it, I would be very upset because that's an adult novelty item.
Yes, sir.
However, you're an adult. You're not a child. So as an adult...
Yeah, but I also have the right to choose what I view on a television, what I watch on a movie screen, and I also certainly have the right to choose what sexual preferences that I may want to have. And I can tell you, in my 38 years of being alive, I have never placed a penis in my mouth.
Okay, enough of the descriptions, all right? Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry that you're emotionally upset, but I don't need for you to be going down that road with me. Do you understand? You understand?
Yes, sir, I do. But I am not gay.
I know you're not gay. But you're afraid people are going to think you are because you were sucking on this popsicle.
Yes, sir.
And I don't mean to raise my voice either, all right? I'm just trying to get to the gist of what it is we're talking about here. St. Louis on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir, go ahead. Do you have your radio turned up, sir?
No, sir, I ain't got my radio turned up.
Okay, go ahead.
I just think it's one big get-rich-quick scheme. That's all it is. I mean,
I do real good.
Wouldn't be doing this.
My business does real good. I own my own construction contracting company. I have moved it out here from Tennessee to Corona, California. I do real good.
Myself, if you take this to court, I think you deserve them money for wasting their time.
I've just asked you.
Did your wife buy this?
I beg your pardon?
Did your wife buy the...
Yes, sir, she did.
Did she know what she was buying?
Yes, sir, she did, because this is
She
part
did.
Of...
Then how can you blame a manufacturer halfway across the world just for something you did? It screwed up on.
Sir, I would say this. First of all, if you see your wife sucking on an ice cream penis, you would feel very hurt. Okay, that's...
I'd laugh. I mean, you can't
you would
take
not
away...
Be, you wouldn't be hurt by that?
No, I wouldn't, because she's the one that bought it. She knew what she was getting into, so screw it.
No, but I'm talking about alienation of affection. I'm talking about part of my lawsuit is alienation of affections.
Well, what does that mean?
Is it worth $20 million?
That means that they're trying to make her love that ice cream penis more than me.
Then tell your wife to quit buying.
Wait a second. They're not trying to get her to, what, you can be replaced by a popsicle?
That's what evidently what they say.
Then tell your wife to quit buying them. Plain and simple. They're not forcing that in your hand. They're not holding a gun to your head saying, hey, I want you to do this and I want you to do that. No.
What would you do?
Own free choice.
What would you do if you had one of those in your mouth?
I'd look at everything I put in my mouth, okay?
Well, sir, so do I, and I didn't recognize the shape right off, okay? So I guess I'm guilty of being a dirty, rotten person.
Jesus Christ, man, it's a joke. It ain't worth $20 million, okay?
But when he hung over the fence and he said, hey, Bozell, you look right at home with that thing in your mouth, when I saw red.
I'd have a long conversation with my wife, and then, two, I'd jump the fence and whoop his, you know what. But it ain't worth no $20 million to go suing a company halfway across the world.
You heard
is
what
he
Henry...
Playing, is this like a mission or something? Did they plainly...
No,
do
sir.
Do they pay their money to say, hey, I want you to set this guy up?
Damn, you heard what Mr. Hendry said. He said he wouldn't mind if he had one of those, sucking on one of those.
I'm going to tell you right now, if I was dying of thirst and nobody was around to see me and that was the only thing left in the freezer, sure, I'd suck on it.
I don't care what
I don't give a
say.
Crap.
Everybody
it's made out of...
I'm married, I got kids and stuff.
It's made out of...
I don't care if it's shaped like a whatchamajigger. I mean, for one, I wouldn't be
like
going
to
no lingerie shop for popsicles anywhere. I think the regular convenience store around the corner just do just fine.
You don't do what?
It's a joke, man.
You don't go to a you don't go to a lingerie shop for a popsicle?
No, I don't go to lingerie shops for popsicles. I'm sorry. But
I think your whole lawsuit
is a joke.
What he's saying is that he doesn't go to the lingerie shop for dessert.
Well
I tell you what. I sometimes go to lingerie shop for dessert.
Well, okay, anyway.
Yeah, well, I got mine sitting at home.
All right.
But anyway, okay. I mean, the lawsuit's a joke.
All right, okay. Thank you, sir, for your call. See, Mr. Bozell, I think what we're a problem we're having here is that you have alienation of affections. You think that the popsicle manufacturers made these so that your wife will leave you.
If you sit and you see your wife sucking on one of those things made out of ice cream, you would break down and cry. And I can only tell you, I'm so thankful that it wasn't her, it was me.
Yeah, but you're suing because it was you.
Because I got made fun of.
Here's Rialto on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
I cannot believe you are going through with this ridiculous lawsuit.
What's ridiculous about it when a man laughs at you?
You can look at it and tell. First of all, popsicle doesn't have a creamy filling. And then you sucked it all the way down to the sacks before you realized what it was. Give me a break. Come on.
This is exactly what I mean, Mr. Henry, what this woman's putting me through right now.
Well, you admitted to it.
If I was a lawyer, if I was a judge, I'd laugh you and the lawyer out of the courtroom. You got to be kidding me.
Okay, thank you very much.
Oh, get a load of that. That's the second time this guy's hung up on me tonight.
And if his wife liked the popsicle better than him, oh, well. I think he's hilarious.
This dude is going to sue the company for alienation of affections because his wife.
I cannot believe that.
Wait a second. Hold on.
Okay,
Mr. Bozell.
Yes, sir.
You hang up on me one more time, sir. You're going to be off the show, okay?
I apologize. But I felt very much assaulted by this woman's comment. Oh, boy.
What, are you getting angry now?
Yes, I'm getting angry.
Why?
Because I sucked on something that looks like a penis.
You don't look at something before you put it in your mouth. You might as well just pick something up off the ground and put it in your mouth. Come on, man. Let's get serious.
Right when I grabbed the popsicle out of the freezer, I heard what I thought was my sprinklers going off, so I looked over, and then I just pulled it out of the wrapper and stuck it in my mouth.
You heard your what?
I thought the sprinklers were going off.
I thought you was cutting the grass.
Now, I come to find out this pleasure pop comes in different sizes, and my wife bought the 11-inch size. Boy, that hurt. Yeah, okay, thank you very much.
Well, there you go. He hung up again. I don't want the guy back on the air, Mike, if he calls back.
Okay.
Tell him to screw off. Look at Mike's going, come on. She bought the 11-inch size. Well, that did it right there. He's suing. All right, ma'am.
All right.
Thank you for your call.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So, the guy calls back. I don't want to talk to him. Get a load of that. Out there in Corona, California. Well, it's called Pleasure Pop, and they make ice cream things that are shaped like a thing, and you can have it at your bachelorette party real soon. 1-800-449. That's what's coming out of this bit. Not the fact that the guy's suing, the fact that we're promoting the product. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. Phil Hendry Show. Boy, you'd think that. I'm telling you right now, if you're dying of thirst, this guy that we just had on, I'm having a difficult time. I'm not having a difficult time convincing anybody of the ridiculousness of his lawsuit. But if I put it to you in these terms, and I said it to Craig in the mic, I said, if you're dying of thirst, you're just. You don't even have to be dying of thirst. Let's just say you want something cold and sweet, you know, like it's a like a Coke or like a grape drink or whatever the hell you have, like an orange pop or something. And you go into the icebox and there's nobody around to see, and there's a penis-shaped popsicle. What, you're not going to have it? What if you really wanted some ice cream? You don't want ice cream that bad. Is that what you're telling me? Just exactly what it is. What is it you're trying to say to me here? You guys are telling me that no way in hell would you ever catch me with that in my mouth. Well, why is that? Because you'd be what? You'd be compromising your mono ice cream? Hetero ice cream? I don't know what that is. Now, this guy is simply suing on the basis of that fear that all these guys share that we're talking to, and yet everybody's laughing about him. I don't get it. I don't think it's fair. Super Bowl this year is going to be a lot of fun. We were just discussing Survivor. In fact, I said to the guys, now let's see. I don't know why it was, but Craig had brought up Susan. Why were we talking about her? Because she's just... Mike was talking about Susan, the survivor last year, who was so scary and gave that one chick all that grief. I said, when's the new season start? He said, it's right after the Super Bowl this year. And I said, oh, that's great. I mean, that's talk about a ready-made audience, and we'll all be ready to watch it. And then I realized, I won't be ready for Jack. By the end of the game, I'll be asleep. If any Super Bowl, when's the last time, I want to ask you something. When's the last time you stuck around for the world premiere of anything after a Super Bowl? Last year was a Simpsons, wasn't it? It was a Simpsons. I didn't watch it. I don't remember any of it. In fact, I don't remember any of the Super Bowl. I love people who say the next day, hey, remember the Apple commercial? And do you remember the commercial for Budweiser? And you remember the Federal Express commercial? And what were you guys doing? You were sitting there watching drinking ice water? I don't remember any commercials. I barely remember the game. Talking about, hey, let's talk about the commercials you saw in the Super Bowl yesterday. Let's talk about what part of the game you remember. I know that St. Louis and Tennessee played last year, and I know it was a pretty decent football game. I can't tell you the score. I do know the Rams won. I don't know. I know that Tennessee was driving toward the end of the game. Am I right about that? Didn't Tennessee have the ball when time expired? But they needed a touchdown, and they were like on the 10. See, I remember all of that. But other than that, I don't remember Jack. If I'm coming down with a cold, I'm going to kill somebody. I can feel that sinus draining thing going on right now, and I can feel a tickle in the back of my throat. Now, I had that in September. If I get it again, I'm going to commit homicide. You know, it's just living with so many kids. I got to get rid of some of the kids. You know, they're incubators of disease. They just walk around there, and none of them ever get sick. I'm the guy that gets sick. So they bring all kinds of tuberculosis. They bring typhoid and typhus into the house, malaria, yellow river disease, everything. I get it all, and they just stay fresh as a daisy. They're just as healthy and happy as pigs in slop, and I'm sitting there laying in my bed with a freaking mosquito net, some guy in a pith helmet going, more quinine! We need quinine! So if I get this cold, well, that's just it. I'm going to go home and take some of that Emergen-C. It's really good stuff. It's in an envelope. You put it into a glass of water. You ever had it? Emergen-C. No, you've never had it. Don't lie to me, Schaefer. Well, you have? Oh, you've seen me take it. You get this stuff, you put it in a cup of water, you drink it, you turn five shades of green, you pass out, you black out, but about 5 hours later, you're fine. It's great. And then I'm going to go home, take one of those big multiple vitamins. I can't get sick, not with freaking Thanksgiving coming up, not with all of Maria's relatives coming over. I can't get sick. It's going to be too much fun. Plus, I'm going to barbecue the turkeys this year. Did I tell you about this? I'm going to put them on the rotisserie. We got we got 20 people coming over. So we went ahead, and Maria ordered up 2 13-pounders, and I'm going to stick them on the big rotisserie and stick them on the grill out back, and I'm going to roll a barbecue on those suckers. Then I'm going to pull out that little smoker tray and throw in some of those wood chips. Smoke these babies. The other thing about this barbecue I got, it's got infrared heat, so it seals in the juices as the birds slowly turn. As the rotisserie slowly begins to turn, and you hear the sizzling, and, oh, you can smell that bird just barbecuing there. The infrared heat on the back begins to seal in the precious juices of the bird, and, of course, all of that marvelous stuffing and all the little cloves of garlic begin to emanate throughout the entire meat, and it's like out of sight. And what's the matter? Sound good? Sounds like crap? You're hungry? Good. Want to come over? Come on over. Oh, you're working on Thanksgiving. See, Craig is into that period of his career now where you work Thanksgiving. Yeah. How do you like it? 20 freaking years of my career, you're making some money, and it ain't worth it making the money. I worked every Thanksgiving for I don't know how many years, and I finally put my foot down. I finally said, I'm still a young man. I'm going to start taking Thanksgiving off. That was last year. When I'm well into my late 40s. I ain't working no Thanksgivings no more, and that's the truth, Ruth. I'm telling you, every year after year, month after month, there was Henry sitting there working the Thanksgiving, working on that Christmas, working on every single solitary holiday. Hey, Henry, you want to make some money? Sure. Why don't you work on Thanksgiving? Yes, sir. And I remember eating my Thanksgiving off of paper plates and my friends bringing it to the radio station, you know, and they bringing me paper plates for Christmas and a paper plate for Thanksgiving. I finally said, I ain't working no Thanksgiving anymore. But you're always afraid not to work Thanksgiving. You're afraid they were going to fire you if you didn't work Thanksgiving. You're afraid that they would fire you if you took a special, because all the other guys were working. All the other jocks on the station were working Thanksgiving. Only the morning guy. The dude who did morning drive, he could take Thanksgiving off. You know, Happy Harry and his morning freaking zoo, or whoever the guy was, he got to take that morning show. You know, he got it off. The rest of us schmucks had to come in there and work it. So Harry's gone, and he's just, you know, wherever he is, because he's the high-priced morning guy, and he's taking it off, and he's off in Barbados or Bermuda or Bangladesh, whoever the hell he's taking it, and you're there, you're working it. And you're just, you know, get off the air, and that's it. You don't see any ball games. You bring a TV in with you to watch the game while you're spinning records. You people that listen to disc jockeys, you don't know what we're doing during a record. You think we actually enjoy that crap we play? Flip on your favorite music station and listen to the disc jockey. How many times can he sound excited after playing Creedence Clearwater Revival, Bad Moon Rising? How many different ways can you be excited about playing that one sorry-ass record? Creedence Clearwater, wow, that's one I haven't heard that. What is that? Well, that's Creedence Clearwater. Jesus. All right, it's 5 minutes after three. Meanwhile, you know, he's ready to blow his brains out. But if you bring the TV and you watch the game, it's great. So I used to bring the TV in, and I had to do that on Sundays when I was watching the AFC, NFC championship games, all the playoffs, everything. And I finally said, I'm not doing it anymore. I am not working any more Thanksgivings. And if it means I got to get out of radio, if it means that it's the end of the road, then that's the end of the road. I ain't going to do it anymore. The last Thanksgiving I worked was 3 years ago, and that was it. And you know what? I'm still working. I still have a job. I haven't been fired yet. So next year, I'm going to shoot for 10 weeks of vacation. I think I'm going to take the whole summer off. Sure. What's that? You want to take a whole season, a whole summer off? Anyway, beware the Super Bowl this year, you guys. And then another thing I just wanted to mention to you, Dennis Hopper is going to be the star-studded, he's going to lead the star-studded procession as Grand Marshal of this month's Hollywood Christmas Parade. Now, if you don't know the Hollywood Christmas Parade, try working on Hollywood the night they have it. You'll get to know it real good, because you'll be stuck in Hollywood for 3 hours while the parade goes down Hollywood Boulevard, and you can't get your freaking car across the street. Anyway, Dennis Hopper is going to be the Grand Marshal. Now, you know somebody's got a marvelous sense of humor down there at the Hollywood Christmas Parade headquarters. I think it's a great idea, but I think that Dennis, you know, they're using you for, you know, they're using you for your whack sense of sensibility, man. He says, it's an honor to be Grand Marshal and share this wonderful opportunity with my 10-year-old son, Henry. This is a great time of year to give thanks and look forward to Christmas and Hanukkah, the Easy Rider star said. They pulled this poor cat out of with some screening and they just give us a quote, will you? Yeah, I look forward to Hanukkah. For only the second time in its 69 years, the parade will feature a junior Grand Marshal, teenage Malcolm in the Middle star Frankie Muniz. The Olsen twins, Mary-Kate and Ashley, were the only junior marshals ever. The November 26th parade down Hollywood and Sunset, which makes Henry's life miserable every time he's in Hollywood, has been going on since Mickey Rooney was in tights. Well, that's great. I got locked in L.A. I got locked in L.A. for that. I got locked in L.A. for the freaking L.A. Marathon. I was locked in Hollywood for 4 hours for the initial L.A. Marathon. So I had to run over some of the people who were in the race. Now you know why they're in wheelchairs. It's Phil Hendry Show.